locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Air Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hey, then we welcome you back again to Oskaloosa, Kansas. Ladies game at Brooks. Guys are out. Ready to go. And they're going to begin the 25-26 basketball season right here. It is Riverside at Oskaloosa. And the ball goes up. The tip is away. And quickly to the rack, the shot, no, rebound, Bears. Joseph producing an engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. So good to be with you here this evening, a Tuesday night, 2nd of December. Quick three on his way, up and good, and how about that? Richie Rockhold knocking out a quick three for Oskaloosa, and the Bears have broken out on top. Oskaloosa starting, Richie Rockhold and Evan Stinnett. They're going to have Hunter Miller and Carter Boyd with Derek Harvey. For Riverside and head coach Tyler Herbster, you got the Cyclones starting Tyzel Harrington and Keegan Hughes. You've got Colby Kaler with Mason Hayes and Beckham Griffin. And as the shot goes up, it's missed, rebounded down by Oskaloosa. And on the upcourt play, we get a whistle and our first foul of the ball game, and it's going to be on Riverside and Tyzel Harrington. Bears putting the ball in play, leading 3-0 here in the very early moments of the ball game. We're less than a minute in. Oskaloosa over to the left wing, looks into the middle. We're going to get a little player defense, and now the pass over to the right corner is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and Hunter not quite able to track it down. Back it goes to Riverside. Up the floor, and over to the left side with it. Cyclones, long cross-court pass into the corner, nearly lost out of bounds, but a very deft play is able to save it in. Here's a follow-away three from the left side. It's going to be up and good, and Riverside on the board on a follow-away three by Tyzel Harrington. And we are even at three apiece by virtue of a couple of long-range shots a minute and a half into the game. Ball batted away for a moment, but Richie's able to go back and recover it. Works his way to the right side where he was launching a running three. That's up and off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Riverside. Keegan Hughes clears it away. Line up the court, spinning around. The shot is up, batted away, and it's on the floor and saved somehow by Riverside. Well, I'll tell you what, these teams both have some athletic guys and some good speed, and they are all about hustling up to the basketball. But look at this by Oskaloosa, the 2-3 zone. Eight on the shot clock. The ball back out on top, five on the shot clock. Here's a three from the left, up and no, rebound. Down to the baseline, Oskaloosa is going to save it, and the board pulled down by Carter Boyd. Bears up court for the basketball. It's a 3-3 ball game. Clipping along here with 5 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. High school boys basketball here in the Northeast Kansas League. We're in Oskaloosa, Kansas. If you're listening in Auburn, Missouri, up in Nebraska, saying, where's Oskaloosa? So if you've ever been to Lawrence in University of Kansas, we're, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 minutes straight north of Lawrence. Not very far. Here in Jefferson County. and we get our first foul of the ball game. It's going to be our first foul by Riverside's Keegan Hughes. And the free throw, it's up, it's good. So the completion of a three-point play, it is 6-3. Oskaloosa in front here at home. Two fouls so far for the Cyclones. Bears have committed none to this point. They'll drive to the middle, little left-hand bounce pass, skips over. Keegan Hughes has it, feeds out on top, and an offensive foul called. That is going to be team foul three for Riverside. 5:13 to go in the opening quarter, and this foul is going to be on Riverside's Colton Cox. He's a sophomore. So Colton will pick up his first. We are 3 minutes into the game. Over to the right side of the extended free throw line. Dribble gets picked up. Back on top. A quick free launch. Rims out. No good. A rebound is going to be swept away by Riverside. Flying up court with it is going to be Keegan. Hughes will launch it into the right corner. And a little miscommunication between Hughes and Kaler. And the ball is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back again to Oskaloosa. First substitutions of the game. We're going to see nothing coming in from Riverside. Oski is going to bring Michael Skirto into the game. They're also going to bring Jeremiah Kopp. Bears up court with the basketball. They lead it 6-3. Little pass over to the right side. Richie feeds down low. Big man goes up. Ball batted out of his hands, but he stays after it. A follow shot does not go in. And then in the backcourt, trying to come up with a steal. Freshly into the ball game, Michael Skirto will pick up the foul. It'll be his first, and it is the first Oskaloosa foul tonight. .420 to play in the first quarter. Beautiful backdoor pass and an easy layup from the left side by Colton Cox. It is 6-5. 4:15 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter of high school boys basketball. A lot of games been going on around the area. Little bounce right side, falling away, three from the wing, no. Rebound by the post, goes in, squares up, goes up, does a nice job of boxing out, and the bucket is going to be up and good for Oskaloosa. Give that one to Derek Harvey. So Derek picking up his first point of the game. It is now 8-5, Oskaloosa. And again, the Bears settle into that 2-3 zone. Bounce pass down to the baseline. They're going to trap Hayes down there. Here's a fallaway shot from the top by Hughes. Nope. For long rebound, though. Offensive board by Kaler in the corner. Kicks it up here for the 15-footer. It's launched and hit. So a straightaway 15-footer for Mason Hayes. And Mason will have his first point of the game. Oskaloosa back up court. Again, a one-point contest. It is 8-7. 3 minutes to go. First quarter just flying along. And now Oskaloosa with a miscue. And the ball rolling up the floor. Players still diving after the ball. And let's see where the foul is going to be called. It's going to be on Oskaloosa. It's going to be on Richie. Rockhold picking up his first foul. He walks over to the far sideline. I think as he went headlong, he may have bumped himself on the floor. They're over there checking the dental work, and I think I'm not sure why we're stopping play. Oskaloosa has not made a substitution into the game yet, and you would think that they would be required to do that here just post haste, but so far, no. And they still only have four guys on the floor, and now Richie's going to come back out. He said, I'm good to go. So kind of a long delay. They give him a little look, says he's fine. Here we go. Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Bears lead the Cyclones at an 8-7 margin. To the left side, Kaler into the corner. Beckham Griffin launches the shot, hits the side of the backboard. And the rebound is going to be cleared away by Oskaloosa. Coming down with the ball, could be Wyatt Driscoll. The drive to the baseline, the falling away shot is up, and as he goes up, a foul is called, and that will put Oskaloosa on the free throw line. And it'll be Michael Scuto. No, they're not going to say not a shooting foul. It's going to be put back in play, and here's a turnaround by Ritchie for two. Rockhold has five. 10-7. Oskaloosa in front. 2:22 to play in the first. Riverside goes over to the left. Chase Hewins has come in now. Hewins. The P comes out on top. Kaizel. Harrington from 14. Shot deflected. Saved by Riverside. Baseline three. Rattles home for Riverside. Colby Kaler. The sophomore knocks down the three. And on the other end, a spinning shot is up and good for Carter Boyd. It is 12-10. Oskaloosa here at home and in front. Here's a three for the lead. Won't drop. And rebounding it down. That's going to be Boyd. Here comes Oskaloosa. Carter's going to bring it up to the floor himself. Stop at midcourt. Swings it over to the left side. Now underneath, there's no room for Harvey. Turnaround shot, missing. Rebound Riverside. These two teams are getting up and down the floor a lot, not putting a ton of points on the board. Here's a running shot into the lane. It's going to be in and out. No good. Foul shot, no, but a foul. I'll tell you what. Both of these clubs are more than happy to fly up and down the floor. They show a lot of speed and some very, very outstanding athleticism. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa. It's going to be on Boyd. His first team foul three. Three team fouls on each club. And his free throw halfway down, then spins out, no good. Still 12-10. With a minute 18 to go. Riverside is going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring in a big guy. It is going to be Brody Huff coming into the game. Oskaloosa will make one substitution also. The second free throw is going to be good. It is 12-11 at a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. Flying up the floor. Here comes Oskaloosa. Now trapped down to the baseline. The pass toward the top is going to be batted free, stolen away. Taken up by the Cyclones. And on their fast break up the court, we're going to get a Riverside foul. So Riverside compounding the error. Number one, the turnover. And then number two, the foul and trying to get that thing back. That will be the first foul of the game for Oskaloosa and McKendon O'Neill. In the last minute, 15-footer, nails. So for Riverside, the bucket by Keegan Hughes. And now, for the first time, the Cyclones have taken the lead at 13-12. 40 seconds left in the first. The driving shot of the baseline is going to be missed, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off Riverside. 35 on the game clock, 33 on the shot clock. As Oskaloosa will have it in play to the left side of the lane at their offensive end. Looking it in, looking it in. They'll lob it way out, right in front of the Cyclone bench. The drive into the lane. The pull-up jump shot is good. That was a nice job of getting the ball, taking it down, and then following it in. And a bucket by McKendon O'Neill. Shot is up. Won't happen. And on the rebound, a Riverside foul. Our official heads over to the scorer's table, and for Riverside, it is going to be Brody Huff picking up his first foul. 19 seconds left, shot clock's off, and Oskaloosa trailing, now leading again by one, 14-13. Oskaloosa is going to have an opportunity at the final shot of the opening quarter if they want that. The ball in the backcourt. Pressure all the way up the floor. Driving down. Was that a charge? You bet. That was a superb job of getting down the floor, getting squared up, taking a little punishment, but Tyzel Harrington got down there. It draws the foul on Harvey. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Rolling it down toward the end of the opening quarter. The ball fed over to the left side. Here's a one-handed floater. No. Rebound tipped out. First quarter ends. We've got a really good game going on. First quarter in the book. We'll be back for the second. It is Oskaloosa, 14, Riverside, 13.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Back over here at Oskaloosa. Nice crowd on hand. A lot of times it takes, not just the players, a little while to get into the ebb and flow of things, but sometimes it takes a little while for the fans to say, hey, wait a minute. It's basketball season. We got to go to the gym. Well, the crowd, great numbers here tonight. Good to see you. 14-13, Bears out front by 1. And Oskaloosa led in scoring by Richie Rockhold. He's got 5. For Riverside, it doesn't get much more balanced than this. You got Tyzel Harrington with 3 and Colby Kaler with 3. You've got 2 apiece for Keegan Hughes and Mason Hayes and Colton Cox. The final point owned by Chase Ewens. Here we go. Back to action. The ball comes in, and it is Oskaloosa with a basketball. They lead by 1. Just underway, quarter number 2. Long cross-court pass to drive into the lane, and big collision. This is going to meander over toward the scorer's table, and we'll see which Riverside player is going to be guilty. The whistle is going to be on Riverside's Chase Ewens. And now a turnover on the inbound and an outlet to the other end. And the big man all alone, finger roll, missed it, but the follow is going to be up and good. 15-13. Riverside back in front. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now with the dribble down the right side, a headlong dive for the basketball results in contact not only with the ball, but with Richie Rockhold, and that is going to have a foul by Mason Hayes. So Mason picking up his first. It'll be team foul 2 for the Cyclones here in the second quarter. Officials are going to stop play for a minute. I'm not sure just what the holdup is. All the players trying to get themselves positioned where they wish to be for this inbound play. Richie will bring it in to the big guy who will fall away and miss it. He was kind of off balance a little bit, didn't get a good square up on that shot, and Oskaloosa coming up the floor with the basketball. Here they come. They'll dump it around to the left side. Get it over there to Scurgio. Cross court is going to go deep into the corner. Skip pass to the left on the floor one time. In traffic, falling away. The high shot off the backboard, no. Big guy comes up with the basketball, will turn and miss the free throw, but he got fouled. And that is going to put Riverside and Brody up at the free throw line. So Brody coming to the line. His team leads by 1 at 15-14. First foul of the game. As the free throw is no good. First foul of the game for Oskaloosa's Caden Kessinger. One more free throw. Brody will eye this thing up, and it is going to be off the mark, and a rebound out of play. Back it'll go to Riverside. Brody Huff is going to come out of the ball game and returning to the floor. It's going to be Keegan Hughes. Colton Cox will take the inbound. The shot is going to go up. It's off the backboard. Won't go in. And on the rebound, another foul. official coming over to the scorer's table. I think that's on. No, it's not who I thought it was on. This is going to be on Hunter Miller for Oskaloosa, and it'll be his first. Team fouls are even at two apiece. 6:50 to go in the first half. Driving over to the baseline. More contact, more whistles, more fouls. And tell you what, I know it's game one, but, man, lots of fouls getting called here tonight. Three by the Bears, two by the Cyclones. So five fouls in just over a minute. 6:40 to go in the quarter. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled back down by Riverside. And here's a foul on the floor. Could it be against the Bears? Fisher says, not a shot. It'll be put in bounds down to the baseline. Let's see who this one's going to be on. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Caden Kessinger. Both of them have come here in this quarter. So here we are, less than a minute and a half in. We've had six fouls called already, four of them by Oskaloosa. The shot from the middle is up, no good. Rebounding it back down. Bears. They've got the basketball, trailing by one. Dish it over to the left side, starting toward the baseline. The dribble's going to come back out on top by Miller. Hunter lobs it off high. Gets it there to Boyd. His cross-court pass is stolen. Driving down, coming in, going across, falling away. The shot is up and missing. Rebounding it back down. Oskaloosa. Bears bring it up the floor, and it's a little wild right now. Two teams really wanting to go, really wanting to go fast. And now the ball's going to be knocked away, and it's on the floor, rolling around, and players are on top of one another. Arms being wrenched around behind. The officials are coming up there talking to the players, saying, guys, chill us out a little bit now. And we're still 6:02 to go. We're not even 2 minutes into the second quarter. They did not call a foul on that. They call a jump ball. Bears have committed four fouls in this quarter. Here's a baseline. Set shot for three. Air ball. Way too strong. Offensive rebound. Rejected. But saved out on top by Riverside. They'll bring it back over to the left side. The shot clock at 20. Squaring up from the top. Rainbow for three. Too strong. And another rebound pulled out by Riverside. Or excuse me, pulled out by Oskaloosa. Derek Harvey coming down with the board. Here's Jeremy from the right side. Three-pointer, no. Back up court with it will come Riverside. Attacking the bucket. Little contact. Offensive foul. No, now they're going to change it to a block. The official immediately starts to go to an offensive foul. Then he switches in mid-call to a blocking foul. And then he waves off a shot, so there's no free throws. And it's going to be coming in at play at the baseline. I thought he was saying at the baseline. No, he's going to say two shots. Well, that was dazzling. 5:29 to go in the half. Riverside's at the line. First free throw. Misses. So Keegan Hughes, with 2 points in the game, is now over one at the free throw line. Coming into the lineup for Riverside is going to be Elijah Moore. Free throw, no. Rebound, saved in by Oskaloosa. Bears with the basketball and racing up the court is going to be Hunter Miller. He'll feed to the baseline with a three, misses. And a rebound beneath the goal is saved by Keegan Hughes. Here comes Riverside. They'll take it down the left side. We get a whistle. We get a bump. We get a foul. And this is going to become free throws because we're now over the limit. It is the second foul of the game for Derek Harvey. A couple of free throws, the first of which is up and short for Colton Cox. And Riverside as a team now is 1-for-5. Coach Jeremy Rockle is going to take Derek Harvey out of the game for a little bit. Bring Caden Kessinger back in. Second free throw rattles in. So Colton Cox will hit one. He's got 3 points, and it is a 16-14 ball game. 16-14 Riverside. And now we have a foul called out on top. 5:01 to go. Keegan Hughes will have his second foul. And here's the deal. Not a lot of points. Lots of contact. Probably almost as many fouls as points right now. Back out of the game for Riverside is going to come Hughes. And Oskaloosa finally gets the ball in play. 4:55 to go in the half. The pass into the middle is going to be batted three and stolen. Riverside is a jailbreak, driving, shooting, and scoring. Fifth point of the ball game for Riverside and Chase Hewitt. So Hewens knocks it down and puts the Cyclones up four. It is 18-14. The ball out on top, the feed into the middle, nearly a travel, just gets rid of it quickly enough. Riverside, some aggressive defense, and that aggressive defense just notches another foul. And again, it's going to be Tyzel Harrington. So Tyzel will have his second foul. And there's no way to know how many fouls now because we're well over five for the Bears, and that is four for the Cyclones. So we're easily in double-digit fouls in this quarter. Here's a running three for Richie Rockhold, his second three of the ball game, and he's got eight. 18-17. Riverside by one. 4 minutes to go in the half. Here's a three from the left side, buried by Harrington. His second three, 21-17. Riverside with the lead, 3:45 to go in the half. The shot is up. The rebound is going to be cleared down by Elijah Moore. Two defenders reach in to try to steal it away, and my guess is it's going to be really, really, really difficult to rip a basketball, football, anything away from Elijah Moore. He is extremely athletic, and he is strong, and you're probably not just going to pull that away. Oskaloosa with the basketball. We'll kick it over to the right side. The step down to the baseline, the crossover underneath, the reverse layup. Spins out, didn't go down. That was a spectacular shot that was launched by Miller. And then on the upcourt play, we get a whistle, we get another foul, and we're going to get more free throws. Remarkably, these free throws are just not going in. It's going to be the second foul for Oskaloosa's Michael Skirto. And the first free throw, got it. Riverside's Colby Kaler. And he'll knock them both down. Makes it look easy. 23-17. 3:27 to go in the first half. Riverside in the traveling black uniforms with North Carolina blue lettering a trim. And now their upcourt pass is going to be stolen, and then there's a travel. For Riverside, that was going to be a spectacular play. But then a little drag of the foot, a little travel, and Riverside is going to turn it over. 3:15 to go. 23-17 Cyclone. In the corner, the long three, knocking it down. So the Bears answer with a long three of their own off the hands of Michael Skirto. His first point, 23-20. Out on top, uncontested three, got it. Tyzel Harrington's third three, 26-20. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. And now losing the handle on the basketball, Richie got going. Tried to cut into the middle, but the ball was still moving toward the sideline, and they separated. Ball goes out of bounds. Riverside comes up court with it. Harrington inbounds it. Hewens brings it up. Dumps it over into the corner to Kaler. Caleb backs away. Goes three. Too hard. Offensive board. 15-foot follow. Yes. Finding the range a little bit. Riverside knocks that one down. Mason Hayes has four. Two-ten to go in the half. Cyclones with their biggest lead of the game now at 28-20. In the lane, turning around. Shot is up off the mark. Looking now for a double-digit lead. Little head fake from the top, and that head fake turns into a travel. And I really believe that the officials have been instructed to watch more closely the traveling violation as we're going to get a timeout taken by Oskaloosa. Taking a break with a minute 53 to go. We're in the opening half in Oskaloosa, Kansas, where it's the Cyclones of Riverside, 28, the Bears, 20.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility. Now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/career. Careers to apply today.
A 28-20 lead for the Riverside Cyclones here in this Northeast Kansas Lake Boys High School basketball game on Care Radio this evening. And as Oskaloosa brings the ball up the floor, it's going to be batter free, stolen away. Colton Cox got a hand on it. Here come the Cyclones. Baseline three is up and short. And a nice long reach by Harvey. Derek coming up with the rebound. Gets it away to Richie. Missed the shot. Followed up and in by Derek Harvey. Derek with 4 points. 28-22. At the baseline. A travel called. And there's another travel. We have really seen that call come back to life here tonight. In both games, the girls game and now again here in the guys. 75 seconds to go in the first half. Oskaloosa here at home, back up court with the ball, knifing into the lane, crossed it over the shot and misses. It was a great move and an open shot, but it just didn't roll in, a little too much bounce on it. And back out on top will come Riverside, knifing into the lane, the one-handed running shot is going to be up and good. Chase Hewen, 6 in the quarter, 7 in the game. And it's 30-22, 50 seconds ago, three-point shot, no. We're approaching intermission as the long rebound is cleared down by Riverside. And again, they're going to be looking for the double-digit lead. They've led by 8 a couple of times, lead by 8 right now. Shot clock at 25, game clock at 34, so lots of time. Out on top, it's going to be Hayes. They'll bump it outside, the wide-open 3, nope, rebound Harvey. Derek skies up, hauls it down, outlets it down to the left side. Driving into the lane, the ball is going to get away, and we're going to get a foul called. The ball got away from Oskaloosa as they came up the court. Riverside gathers it in, getting ready to go the other way, and an effort to take it back results in a Bears foul and kind of a pivotal one at that as Michael Skirta will collect his third foul. Skirto did not start in the game, came in off the bench, and I think that's right back where he's going now, yeah. So it was 17 seconds ago in the half. Nobody wants to see him pick up that fourth foul. Evan Stinnett will come back in for Oskaloosa. Second free throw up, no good. Follow shot blocked out of bounds by Harvey. Still 30-22, both free throws missing. For Oskaloosa. And it will be Cyclone basketball. Shot clock off. Over to the right side. The feet into the lane. Three defenders and there's a travel. Yes. Another traveling call. And that was a great call. You saw the guy go into the lane, head fake a couple of times, and as he's head faking, he very moved, you know, puts a very prominent move on. And also in doing that, the feet scoot forward. So good call by the crew here tonight. Baseline run by Rocco, hits the side of the backboard, bounces away, and Matt, missed shot, takes us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Teams are headed for the locker room, where it is Riverside 30, Oskaloosa 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Good to have you back with us here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Halftime, 30-22 Cyclones in front. A quick recap of the scoring. First of all, for Riverside, wow, Tyzel Harrington, three threes, 9 points, leads his team and leads all scorers. Following him, it was Chase Ewens with 7-5 for Colby Kaler. Mason Hayes with 4-3 for Colton Cox and Keegan Hughes with the other two. For Oskaloosa, Richie Rocco leads the way with 8. Harvey has 4-3 for Scoberto and 2 apiece, O'Neill and Boyd. Fouls? Well, for Oskaloosa, again, you've got Michael Scoberto with 3 fouls. Riverside, a couple of guys with 2, no one else with more than that. Stick around. Second half coming up live here on Care Radio. But right now, we're taking a break. It's intermission in Oskaloosa, Kansas at halftime. It's the Cyclones of Riverside 30, Oskaloosa 22.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the boys' game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you Thursday night, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us to high school basketball, as we'll have the Marhill Mount Academy versus Donovan West series, with the girls' game scheduled for a 6 p.m. tip. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday brings us to St. Nicholas Day and the Benedictine Ravens men's football team on the road as they are competing in the quarterfinals of the NAIA Championship Series. They'll be taking on Friends University. Tune in right around 12:30 for the pregame. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Taking a look at the scores as I have them in the girls' games, we have some finals to report. It was Jackson Heights over ACCHS with a final score of Jackson Heights 65, ACCHS 6. In the Abilene-Holton game, it was Abilene 48 to Holton's 41. Taking a look at the Perry-JCN game, it was Perry 52 to JCN's 36. Hiawatha topped Donovan West 49 to 31. And in the Oskaloosa Riverside game that we had right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Oskaloosa girls at 40 points to Riverside's 38. Jackson Heights boys ACCHS game is tighter with the current score right now at the with 6 minutes and 46 seconds left in the fourth. It is Jackson Heights 44, ACCHS 38. In the Holton-Abilene game, right at the end of the third, it's Abilene 49, Holton 34. In this game at the half, we've got Riverside leading Oskaloosa 30-22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. For Hot Country 93.7, KAIR in Atchison, I'm Joseph Kerr. Our transmitter is out in Horton.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 36. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 3 above. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 20s to the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's currently 35 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 28 out there with the winds out of the south at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 75%. The dew point 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.96 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside shortly.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
It's time for the Amber Well Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Oskaloosa, Kansas. Boys High School Basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. Welcome, Joseph. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio tonight. Thanks, man. Tom Counts with you here, court signed, 30-22. The Riverside Cyclones are out in front. Welcome. Second half begins, and with all in a position, it's Riverside basketball. And quickly as that, we get a first whistle, and the shot clock has failed. So let's see what we're going to do about that. Maybe nothing. Okay. Now the judges are holding up the game a little bit. They're going to see if they can get whatever that was unplugged back replugged. Riverside, 9 points for Tyzel Harrington on 3 threes leading the way. For Oskaloosa, 8 for Richie Rockhold with a couple of threes and a 2. Oskaloosa's got one guy, Michael Squirto, with 3 personal fouls. Curto has 3 points to go along with that on a long shot. Nobody else with more than 2 for either of these teams. And we're still over at the score table. Oh, it blinked for a moment. I guess that's probably a pretty good sign. Let's talk about the upcoming K-Radio sports schedule. What do you say? Tomorrow night? No. But Thursday night, Gus and I are going to be with you for a sports look right after Brian Hagan's evening report. So you got all the, you know, news and weather and all the latest stuff. Brian's going to get that for you, and then about maybe 5:20-ish, when he's done with that, Gus and I are going to be with Sports Look, getting you up to date, and all the scores and the information and the teams and the things that are happening, and the beginning of basketball and the end of football, and about the Ravens, we're going to talk about them. We've got a lot of things to cover, so we'll be doing Sports Look. Then Friday night, I'm going to be back with you as they high school football, high school basketball season continues. And we'll be at Donovan West. It'll be Moore Hill Mount Academy at the Mustangs Friday night, girls or boys. And then Saturday, we're traveling down to Wichita. The Benedictine Ravens in the quarterfinals of the NAIA Football Championship Series. Final 8 teams in it. Final 4 games. Four games here on this weekend to whittle it down to 4 teams. Benedictine at Friends. Join us for the Carrier pregame at about 12:30. And a kickoff from Wichita, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And I don't mind telling you, I keep peeking at the Wichita weather forecast where they say partly cloudy and 50 degrees. Sounds pretty tropical to me right about now. I heard Bill Spencer this morning talking about like some single digits tonight, such foolishness. I don't know how long they're going to keep working on this shot clock before they determine that it is impractical and that they're going to do without it in the second half. And I think that perhaps we have reached that point. I think they're talking about coaches, and I'm thinking that the shot clock is done for the night, okay? Looks like they're going to go ahead and get this game back underway. So here we go. Riverside is going to go to get a play. Oh, now they got 2 seconds. Now they got 20. But now it's not running at 20. Now they've stopped the game again because there's now a number on what was a blank score. Now that's a 35. So maybe that's going to work. Maybe somebody found the magic. Listen to the crowd. This has got them more delighted than anything that has happened this evening. But it doesn't run. It's stuck at 35. Oh, here we go. All right. Looks like the shot clock's going. Riverside's got the basketball. Here's a little turnaround from 8 on the left side, up and no good. Miller's going to rebound it back down for Oskaloosa. Bears bringing it up the floor. Just underway in the second half. 30-22 Cyclones. Basketball out on top. Evan Stinnett. He gets doubled up, lobs it over to Richie. Rockhold with the right-hand dribble. We have seen Riverside stay with a very sticky man defense. Here's a play from the top. There was a travel, and there's the whistle. Started to go, took that bucket step back, and I am now completely convinced that the officials have been directed to watch for these travels. They're really doing that. Some of these players who have never been called for traveling before are going to have a really difficult time adjusting to playing the game the correct way. Shots from the outside, not going to go. Rebounding it back down is going to be Oskaloosa. Into the forecourt, Derek Harvey. The big guy brings it up the floor himself, swings it over to the right side, gets it there to Stinnett. He'll cut across to the left side of the free throw line. Now gets trapped up there, dumps it down low to Miller. On the floor at one time, wants to get a shot away. Can't, has the ball knocked out of his hands, able to recover it. Gets it back to Harvey. He'll go in, split two defenders, kiss it off to Whitman, score. Derek Harvey with a half a dozen points, one in each quarter. And it's 30-24 at the 6:43 mark of the third quarter. Riverside with the back out on top. Dumps it over to the left side to Keegan. Hughes and Colby Taylor playing a little catch with it. Cross court is going to go to Harrington. Ty Zelfies to the right block on the court one time. Twisting, turning, leaning shot. Blocked! Another block by Harvey. But saved by Riverside. The pass, the shot from the corner. Hits the top of the backboard. I would have thought that was going to be a turnover. Miller comes down with it. Outlet pass. Up the floor. Missed. Follow shot, ripped away, a whistle, and a foul by Riverside. See, now that's when I got to ask an official. A shot from deep in the corner that is high arcing shot, and as it comes down, it hits the top of the backboard and caroms into the floor, the area of play. I would have thought maybe that was a dead ball and turnover, but it was not. Here's a baseline runner. Good from the right baseline. Two more for Richie Rockhold. He's got 10. And it's now 30-26. Oskaloosa battling right back into this thing. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Riverside is yet to score a second half point. We've got Tyzel Harrington, little left-handed bounce pass across the top of the key over to Keenan. Hughes will go from 17. Nope. Rebound. Harvey again. And the big guy not only rebounds, but look at him bring a ball up the court like a guard. He'll weave it over to the right side, lobs it off on top. And as Carter Boyd starts into the middle, he will travel with the basketball. And that is going to bring a timeout by Riverside. Let's do it. What do you say? Taking a timeout. We're down to 5 minutes and 32 to go in the third quarter of this boys' high school basketball game here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. It's a Cyclones 30. The Bears 26.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Riverside putting the ball in play as they get into the forecourt. We go inside 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 30-26, Cyclones in front on the road here tonight. Bears stay with that zone defense and stymied, I think, Oskaloosa a lot. Here's a feed left side, shot deflected. Offensive rebound, shot deflected. Offensive rebound again. cutting to the right side, leaning in, and we got a foul called from way outside on top. Against whom is it called? Okay, big call. It's going to be the third foul of the ball game on Derek Harvey. 5:05 to play, third quarter. Riverside goes right side, and we get a foul. It was a travel. It was like a boom, boom play, but a foul occurring first. And it's going to be another whistle against the Bears. It's going to be on Hunter Miller, and will be his second foul of the game. It will be team foul two by Oskaloosa. Cyclones have committed one in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Baseline three, rims out, no good. Offensive rebound goes up, no good. And there's going to be a travel called underneath. Back it comes to Oskaloosa. And the Bears are going to rotate McKendon O'Neill back into the game. And he's going to rotate out with Hunter Miller. 4:55 in county to go in the third quarter. Cyclones with the lead, but the Bears with the basketball. It's 30-26. Taking it across midcourt, right at the center. Richie Rockhold has it batted out of his hand, but he's able to go back and retrieve it, pick it up on the dribble. Gets it over to the right side to O'Neill, and O'Neill has it batted out of his hand, and he's able to recover it. Now O'Neill will pass to the corner, has it slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Bears. Riverside basketball, and will be put in play in front of the Oskaloosa bench, said Coach Jeremy Rockhold. And here comes Riverside. Right now, with that zone defense employed by Oskaloosa, Riverside's had really widened the floor out. They've got four outside. Talked to some coaches, and they like to call this a 4-1 offense, where you've got four players around the perimeter beyond the three-point ring and one player in the middle, typically lurking off a block or crossing from side to side, from block to block, but a 4-1. And that's kind of what they're doing here, to try to find some kind of a chink in the armor of that Oskaloosa zone. Now the ball's going to be up court, batted away. It's going to go out of bounds, and lots of contact, and Riverside's going to have it back. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. It has not been. If you like a lot of offense, you like some high-flying, high-scoring basketball, you don't like this one. If you like a little defense, you like to have every point matter, you're in the right spot. 30-26, Riverside has not scored yet in the second half. And Oskaloosa only has four. They went into the locker room and down eight. Now they're halfway back. 30-26. Shot clock is at 15. Riverside still looking for that elusive first point of the third quarter. Shot clock's at 8. Back over to the right side, Tyzel. Back over to the left side. Here's a shot with 3. Hits the side of the backboard. Harvey comes down with a rebound, and he's coming up from behind, trying to get the ball back. It's going to be Keegan Hughes, and he'll pick up the foul. I have Keegan for 3. Let's see if they concur with that at the scoreboard. They do. So team fouls are even out at 2 apiece on Riverside and Oskaloosa. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. And trailing by 4, the Bears are going to have the ball again. They'll be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. The Riverside player defense is going to pick up immediately on the ball coming in. Richie Rockhold will come up court. Pull up his dribble right between the circles. Dumps it over to the right side. Here's a running shot. Left-handed shot up and missing. Oskaloosa, Harvey with a rebound. His shot, no, but the putback is going to be up and in. Nice job by Caden Kessinger, getting his first point of the game and making it a 30-28 contest. Inside 3 minutes to go now in the third quarter. And still Riverside has not scored since halftime. Little hook pass to the left side of the lane. Here's a turnaround shot. It misses. Rebound, Oskaloosa, and a Riverside foul on the effort. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Riverside is going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring Schoenfelder into the game. That is the second foul, by the way, on Chase Hewins. It is the 13th foul by the Cyclones. And the ball coming up the floor. Left side, Schoenfelder backs in, puts a shot up in traffic. No, but followed up and in by Harvey. Derek Harvey has 8, and we are tied at 30. What a remarkable comeback by Oskaloosa here in the third quarter. The runner in the lane. It's going to be up and good. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Cyclones score their first point of the second half and go back up 32-30. Quickly back over to the left side. Here's a shot from the top. Harvey for 3. Derek Harvey. Oski. Here's a 3 for the right side. Air ball. Harvey's going to catch it. He'll drive it up the floor. He's 1-on-3. He's going all the way in. Crosses over. And we will have a foul by Riverside. Harvey's coming to the line for a couple of shots. Fisher's going over to the scorer's table from across the way. With 1:40 to go in the third quarter. It'll be the 4th foul of the ball game on Tyzel Harrington. It'll be the 4th foul of the third quarter by the Cyclones. And the first free throw by Harvey's up and good. Derek had 4 points at halftime. He's got 8 here in the third quarter. One more free throw coming up. And that'll be short. And a rebound fought for. And we're going to get a Oskaloosa foul. With 1:39 to go in the third quarter, it is a 3rd foul by Caden Kessinger. So 4 fouls for the Cyclones, 3 for the Bears. 1.5 to go, quarter 3, 34-32. One-handed runner, it's up, it's in. We're tied again. Taylor hits another one, and it's 34-34 with 1:19 to go. Third quarter. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Stolen. Here comes Riverside. Driving. The shot. Up. Deflected. Contact and a foul. It's going to be on Rockhold. So Richie picks up his 2nd foul of the game. Team fouls were even at 4. So Riverside and Colby Keeler coming to the free throw line here. By the way, Colby has the only 4th quarter points for the Cyclones. He's got 4. At the free throw line, that one misses. It is 34-34 with 1:08 to go in the third. Each team with 4 third quarter fouls. 2nd free throw rattles around and goes in. So it's 35-34. Rockhold in the forecourt. Swings it over to the left. At the baseline, the shot, up, deflected, whistle, foul. Riverside will pick up another foul, and it's going to be on Schoenfelder. Back to the free throw line on Oskaloosa, and back to the line is going to be Hunter Miller, who's got 3 points tonight. He had a 3-point play. This one, good. He's 2 of 2 at the line, and it's 35-35. 59 seconds left in the third quarter. They're going to take Harvey out. It's going to be a golden opportunity for him to catch a little air. Oskaloosa will go to the bench. 2nd free throw. It's up and good. Jack Davis is going to come in. So both of those free throws were good. And it is 36-35 Bears. And now we get a whistle and another foul. And this foul is going to put Riverside at the free throw line. 2 shots coming up. And it'll be Chase Ewens up there. He's 1 of 2 at the line, has 7 points this evening. This free throw is not good. A chance to tie it here for Riverside. Into the game for Oskaloosa. Richie Rockhold comes back in. He'll rotate through with Carter Boyd, second free throw to tie it. It's good. So the bucket is in. It is 36-36, 49 seconds to go. Inbound, knocked away, and Oskaloosa will have it back. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbound, it comes to Rockhold. Richie, cross midcourt, stands in the center circle, lets the offense work a little bit, kicks it over to Davis, and we got a foul, and it's going to be on Oskaloosa. And it is on Caden Kessinger. Very quickly, Caden picked up his fourth foul. And he's going to clock right back out and right back into the game. And I think Oskaloosa was hoping to let Derek Harvey get a little more rest with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter and come back for the fourth, but he's going to have to come back out there. They need a five. Kessinger is the guy who takes that five spot when Harvey's not out there. Here's a three-point shot, very wide left. Offensive rebound, followed up, no. Push back up, no. And there's a foul in the middle. And I suspect that that's going to put Riverside and Schoenfelder at the free throw line. Gavin Schoenfelder, big guy, only a sophomore. Free throw's good. So Gavin will have his first point of the night and gives the Cyclones the lead at 37-36. Shot clock is going to be off with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, he'll get them both. 38-36. Down to 15 seconds. Over to the right side. Here's a shot. Up, no. Rebound, out of play. It's going to come back to Oskaloosa. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa will inbound it at the baseline. Rockhold will look to bring it in. He'll lob it to Harvey. Harvey will drive across, feeds it back to Richie. The long two standing on play. It's off the glass and good. Rockhold with a dozen. We're tied again at 38. 2 seconds. 1 second. And that will take us to the end of three quarters. This game, like the ladies' game, fantastic finish in store. We'll be back to bring it to you. Going to the fourth quarter. It's Oskaloosa, Riverside. We're deadlocked at 38.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
It's going to the fourth quarter of tonight's high school ball game here on CARE. And I'm telling you what, this has been a great one. Both games have been fantastic, and this one's coming out of the wire. 38-38 going to the fourth. Oskaloosa being led in scoring by Derek Harvey and Richie Rockhold, each with a dozen. For Riverside, it's Colby Kaler with 10, 9 for Tyzel Harrington, 8 for Chase Hewins to lead the way. It will be Bears basketball. They'll bring it in. Fourth quarter's underway. Here is Oskaloosa with the basketball over to the left side, working in front of their bench, tipping with the left foot. Comes back off on top. Now the acceleration to drive to the left side of the rim. The basket is up. It's good. Plus one. The driving shot by Michael Skerto. Nice job by Michael. Picking up his fifth point of the game. One more shot coming up. Got the free throw. Conventional three-point play for Skerto. 41-38. Oski by three at the 7:40 mark to play. from the left side. A long, long three that is a little too hard for the offensive rebound. Off the missed shot. Riverside's going to keep it alive. Out on top is going to be Kaler. Colby will go to the right side of the lane. Driving across, no room. Out on top, it's another three launch, and another three missed, and another rebound to Oskaloosa. Richie Rockhold with this one. Oskaloosa has come back from trailing by eight. And here's the ball batted away a couple of times, saved again by the Bears. 20 on the shot clock, lots of time. Skirto goes to the right side. Here's a three-point shot. It's up, no good. And going for the rebound and being undercut. A whistle and a Riverside foul. It's going to be on Chase Ewens, only his third. It'll be the second foul by Riverside in the fourth quarter. Back and across the ball. It's going to be knocked away from Harvey, and we're going to get a foul. Harvey was way up with his back to the rim near the top of the key, and the defender reaches in and slaps at the ball. It is going to be the fourth foul on Riverside, Chase Ewens. And the inbound stolen. Here comes Keegan Hughes down the court. Marks his steps and lays it up and in. Keegan Hughes with four. And it's 41-40. 6:40 to go. Back up with it. Oskaloosa works to the left side. Feeds underneath to Harvey. Turns, twists, shoots, missed it. Finals for his own rebound. Gets it and puts it back in. But in the process of getting that rebound, he is going to be whistled for a foul. He is. So now we've got some key players in this that are battling some foul issues. For Oskaloosa, Derek Harvey now with four fouls. Also for Oskaloosa, Caden Kessinger with four. So Harvey's going to come out with his four. Kessinger comes back in with four fouls. Also for Riverside, four fouls on Chase Ewens. Here's a 16-foot jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Oski. Bears coming up with it. The outlet and the upcourt pass is going to be knocked free, slapped and knocked out of bounds by Riverside. Oskaloosa looking for the full court fast break bucket, but unable to get a control back in. Bears basketball, 6 minutes left. A one-point game. Bounce pass right side. Sean Felder, here's a shot from the top. No good. Offensive board. Off balance, falling away. Up, no good. Rebound cleared away by Hewens. Hewens will bring it up the floor. Look away pass right side. Shot is up and in front of baseline right. Colby Kaler with a dozen. And back in front goes Riverside. And they will steal the inbound. Cyclones with the basketball, leading at 42-41 at 5:40 to play. Around the horn with the basketball, Tyzel Harrington. The Kaler. They reverse the ball. Back over to Harrington. Goes baseline, leans in, shoots and misses. Rebound tipped out. Rockhold pulls it down, loses the handle, traveled with it. .522 left in this one-point game. 42-41. Riverside out front. This game feels like it's running a little long tonight, and it's kind of remarkable because there was only one JV game, the guys, and they played 6 minute quarters. No girls JV tonight, and yet two very exciting, very closely contested games. We're going to get an offensive foul? We are. That was a great defensive job of, I think, drawing maybe a little contact and falling away, and Oskaloosa having Evan Stinnett pick up his first foul tonight. We're now inside 5 minutes to go. Cyclones with the basketball leading at 42-41. Again, around the outside is going to be Tyzel Harrington. He'll go into the lane, stumble forward. Did he get fouled? Yeah. Bishop's coming over to the scorer's table. And as quickly as that, after having gone that long without a foul, Stinnett will pick up fouls number one and two within 15 seconds of one another. And for the Bears, back into the game come both Carter Boyd and Derek Harvey. 4:50 to play. Cyclones have it in. Up one. Baseline jump shot. There's your three for the Cyclones. Chase Hewens with 11 points, his first three of the game. It makes it 45-41 with 4:40 to play. Carter Boyd looks to the middle. Nothing. Back out on top. Runner. Good for two by Michael Skurto. 45-43. Again, Harrington on top. Bears stick with that 2-3. Here's a 16-footer. Knocks it down. Got a big shot for Kaler. He's gotten the hot hand at 14 points now. 47-43. And we are 4 minutes to go. At the baseline, off balance, falling away shot misses. But Oskaloosa able to come up with the rebound. The lob comes off on top, and there's going to be another foul on Harrington. Kinsell picking up his fourth foul. Or is that his fifth? I have it for four. No, that's five. Well, that is going to be the end of the night for Tyzel Harrington, fouling out at 3:54 to play. Ends the game with 9 points. All of them scored in the first half on 3 3-point shots. So for Riverside, it'll bring Keegan Hughes back in. Bears go baseline, reverse layup. It's up and plus one for Derek Harvey. Harvey now at 14 points. 3:50 left. The Cyclone lead cut to two, and Harvey can cut it to one. As Colton Cox will have his second foul, and Cyclone team foul five. Free throw, got it. 47-46. 3:40 to go. Squaring up, about ready to pull the trigger on a three, and then he couldn't. Now the shot will go up. It's no good. Offensive rebound, hauled back down by Riverside. Riverside has done a really superb job coming up with offensive rebounds throughout the duration of this game. Continue to do it. Now the ball's going to be patted away for a moment. Recovered out on top by Hewens. Shot clock at 21, plenty of time. The ball out near the center circle. They'll work it back over to the left side. Batted away, comes out on top. Shot clock at a dozen, 11. Shot clock at 10. Out on top of it is going to be Mason Hayes. Hayes goes right side to Hughes. Shot clock at 4. Falling away. Off balance shot at 1. Misses. Offensive rebound. Falling away. No, and there's going to be a foul on the Bears. .258 to go. Coming to the free throw line for Riverside will be Colton Cox. That is going to be Skurto's fourth personal foul. Colton is one of two at the free throw line tonight. Three first half points. This shot, way short. Still 47-46. Riverside. Inside 3 minutes to go. Crowd has been treated to two really exciting games tonight. Second free throw, way short. Rebound tipped out. The battle for the ball is going to be saved by Oskaloosa. So the Bears with the ball, trying to go by one. Into the forecourt. Here they come. Out on top, Skurto. He'll back away. Pull up. It's three. Buried at Skurto. 49-47. 2.5 to go. Oskaloosa jumped back in front by a pair. Here's the feed left. Looking at it for a minute, but Hughes pulls it back down. Has his shot deflected. Oskaloosa coming up with a basketball. Here comes Harvey. It's a 3-on-1. Harvey in the middle. Goes in. Bunny hops. Misses it. Loses the ball. Picked back up. Riverside. After the missed shot. Looking to take advantage of the fast break. Driving in. There was a travel. No whistle. The shot is up. Missing. A rebound is out of bounds. Oskaloosa ball. And in all of that going on, all of that action, all of that mayhem, the clock keeps running. It's down to 2:04 to go. Against full court pressure, and it is close pressure. Inbound pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds. reaching around for Riverside as Hewins slaps the ball away from Hunter Miller. Richie will look to bring it in again. And his pass is nearly stolen, but Osceola is able to save it and come into the forecourt and drive down the right side and wisely bring it back out on top. 1:50 to go in the game. Over to the right side. Sidestepping the defender, going in, going up. The layup is up, but we're going to get a timeout first. Wave off the shot. It's an Osceola timeout. We're approaching the conclusion of this one. Hold on tight with 1:51 to go in the ballgame. It is Osceola 49, Riverside 47.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
With only 1:51 to go in the ball game, we've got another fantastic finish coming our way. In a girls' game just a little while ago, it was Osceola taking a 40-38 win over Riverside with a strong fourth quarter showing. And now, the Osceola guys have battled back from what at one point was an 8-point deficit with a couple of minutes left in the opening half. Then, here in the fourth quarter, it has gone back and forth. Neither team able to put together much of an advantage. And let's see what Osceola is able to do. They put the ball in play from the baseline, feet across underneath, falling away. The shot is up. It's good. It's a plus one. And for Riverside, it's a double jeopardy because I believe it's a fifth foul on Hewins. Hewins is just walking back, and he will be the second Riverside player to have fouled out of the game tonight. And he will foul out here with 1:45 to go. He will end the game with 11 points. And for Riverside, they're going to bring in extra size. This is going to be Gavin Schoenfelder entering the game, and an opportunity for a conventional 3-point play for Hunter Miller. Miller completed a 3-point play just like this in the second quarter, and that one will not go in. Rebounding it down is Riverside. It is 51-47. Here's a baseline three, quickly up and missing. And as Schoenfelder gets up above everyone for the rebound, he is going to be fouled. And he is going to be coming to the free throw line to whistle on Richie Rocco. Three fouls for Richie. Both teams are in the bonus with 1:37 to play. Big free throws for the big guy, Gavin Schoenfelder. The gym's quiet. The free throw's not going to go in. Schoenfelder again, only a sophomore. We have no heights or any size information. But I'm going to tell you what. We are talking 6'4", maybe 5, 240, big guy, second free throw, going to be Ral Short. And a rebound, Rockhold. He did a good job of boxing out the shooter. And he's going to come up court with the basketball. We're at 1.5 to go. Bears get it into the forecourt. Spin it over to the left side. Miller back off on top to Boyd. Goes in, goes up, knocks it down. Carter Boyd. 53-47. A runner on the other end misses. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back to Osceola. 1:10 to play. We're going to get a timeout taken by the Cyclones. Taking a break, Joseph, with only 70 seconds left. It is Osceola 53, Riverside 47.
And Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Listening area have come in as finals already. Not this one, because this one's going to probably come down right to the last moments, but we're in the last minute 10, 70 seconds left. And Oskaloosa, in front of the home crowd on the season opener, has pushed together a six-point lead, 53-47. And against full court pressure, Harvey will take the inbound. He gets bumped and pushed it. The point was somebody wanted to foul him, somebody needed to foul him, and they make that happen with a minute six left. Coming to the free throw line for Oskaloosa, it's going to be Derek Harvey. He is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 15 points in the game tonight. He leads all scorers with 15. Colby Kaler has 14 for Riverside. This free throw is not successful. One more shot coming up for Derek Harvey. Oskaloosa, all of his teammates in the backcourt. Second free throw is perfect. That makes it a 54-47 ball game. And we are at 1 minute. Here's a three. No. Long rebound. Harvey. Here comes Oskaloosa. He'll outlet it up the floor. Turnaround shot. I don't know what that was all about necessarily, but we had a foul call before that, so that's kind of funny. Harvey had gotten fouled just as he was outletting a pass down the floor to Richie. But Ron Cole just turned around and put a kind of a one-handed 35-foot shot on his way. It would not have counted, and it was not close. Not like we really ever had a chance. Free throw, he got it. And Derek Harvey continues to add points. That is his 17th of the game. And that one will be short. 55-47. This is the largest lead of the game for Oskaloosa. Here's a three, missing. Offensive rebound underneath, and Bears are going to save it. Harvey gets tackled and fouled in the backcourt. 41 seconds to play in the game. And that will be the third foul on Colby Kaler. For Riverside. And once again, coming to the free throw line, all alone, down the floor, it's going to be Derek Harvey. Little knee bend, little flip, shot short. Derek's going to get another one. His team leads by 8 with 41 seconds left. This one, good. 56-47. Over to the left side, pull-up shot, too strong. Offensive rebound in the corner. Stepping back, going 3, too strong. Rebound, Oskaloosa. And they're going to run it into the forecourt. And the ball is going to be knocked away. And the ball is going to be knocked away again. And it's going to go out of bounds. And we're down to 17 seconds left. It is a big night for the Oskaloosa team and school and fans. And they're going to come away with a huge pair of wins here. 17 seconds left, up by 9. From the top of the key, the 3. Rattles it home. How about that? Nice long-range shot by Colton Cox. And we're getting a timeout taken. So here we go. I'm doing my math here. Joseph Bridge is going to hang on to it. It is now 56-50 with 12 seconds to play. And the timeout exercise right there. And it would be pretty yeoman's task to get 2 possessions and 2 quick 3-point scores that would put this game into an overtime. Riverside has already had 2 athletes foul out of the ball game, Chase Hewins and Tyzel Harrington. For Oskaloosa, they have played
a big part of the game with a couple of guys with four fouls each and have somehow done a great job of keeping them from fouling out. That has been big for them. Tomorrow night, actually an open date on the schedule. Thursday night sports look after the evening report. Friday night, high school hoops. MHMA at Donovan West. And as the ball comes in, a whistle, a foul. And to the other end of the court we go. And again, for Oskaloosa, the shooter coming to the free throw line is for teammates go into the backcourt. It's going to be Carter Boyd up there. Carter hasn't shot a free throw today, and he will miss his first one here. One more for Carter Boyd. And he'll get that one. 57-50. That's a big one, making it a three-possession game. Out on top, here's a three. It is short. The ball is loose. Picked back up. Shot at the buzzer. Knocks it down from the corner. So give that last three to Colby Kaler. And the final score tonight, Oskaloosa 57, Riverside 53. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Looking at this guy's game as we recap it. Oskaloosa battle from behind, trending by as many as 8 in the middle of the second quarter to take this 5-point, or that's 4, make it a 4-point win. Recap it is going for you for Riverside. Great game tonight for Colby Kaler. 17 points for his team this evening. Coming off the bench, Chase Ewens had 11. It was a 9-point game for Tyzel Harrington. Half a dozen for Colton Cox. 4 apiece. Keegan Hughes and Mason Hayes and Gavin Schoenfelder. For Oskaloosa, meeting his team, leading all scorers tonight, Derek Harvey. 18 points. Derek Harvey, your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight, as he helped his team come away with this W. Also double figures for Michael Skirto, who came off the bench to score 11, and Richie Rockhold with 12 for Oskaloosa. Following them is Hunter Miller with 7. 5-minute ball game for Carter Boyd, and 2 each for McKendon O'Neill and Kate Kessinger. So, in summary, it was a big night for Oskaloosa. They sweep Riverside. Lady Bears winning at 40-38. The guys winning at 57-53. A couple of close and well-played ball games to get the season underway. Tomorrow night, open night, Thursday night, sports book. Friday night, Fort Mount Academy at Donovan Weston. And Saturday afternoon with a 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wichita, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens in the NAIA Football Championship Series quarterfinals, hosted by Friends. Got to thank you for having joined us. And many thanks to our man, Joseph. He produced and engineered and took care of all the hard work. Back in the Care Sports Studio, Joseph, well done as always, man. Thank you very much. Till we greet you next time. Tom Counts here in Oskaloosa's thing. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.